Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, Maine's news, talk, and information station, VOM.
I didn't mean to, but I hung up accidentally on the contestant, the student today for the College of Political Knowledge. I did not mean to. I'd invite the person to buzz back, or someone else can move up to the front of the class super quick at 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039 to be our student in today's College of Political Knowledge. Already have the stamped envelope to send to you the coveted Love You Guys, Keep It Going bumper sticker, or you can just play and have fun at home. This will be the home version of the game, the daily quiz of things you'd know if you were paying attention to the show. All right, we'll just play it, and everyone, you can play along at home. And if you are super smart, send us back a text and let us know, because we'd like to cheer you. Mm. Daily quiz of things you'd know if you're paying attention to the show. For your associate's degree today, which state law is tied to three significant court fights on our conspiracy board this morning? And Paul has the choices.
A, red flag law. B, blue law. Or C, Maine Human Rights Act.
And had you been paying attention to our program, you would know that it is indeed the Maine Human Rights Act. Although the red flag law is in itself quite controversial and tied to a court case. And blue laws, those are the ones that say stores of certain sizes must not be allowed open on Sundays.
Can't hunt on Sundays either. Thanks. Sorry. Bachelor's degree?
Sarcasm filter. Disabled.
Turn that on. Your bachelor's degree question this morning. Spin doctors Brent Littlefield and John Wadsworth shared their focus on the critical Democrat primary in which state this day? And Paul would say,
A, Michigan. B, Missouri. Or C, Minnesota.
Kind of tricky. I don't think Minnesota's in the mix today. Mm-mm. Missouri is, however, yet the boys inside the Beltway focus their attention on Michigan. Michigan was the correct answer. All of this education without the college debt, College of Political Knowledge, free master's degree. This one was so easy today. What was the title of today's Book of Troy?
Hey, Parable of the Potato. B, Conversion on the Road to Gun Control. Or C, Begats the Allagash.
And the correct answer was
B.
B, Conversion on the Road to Gun Control. We should either check in with Steve Robinson, John Featherston, Graham, and Tom, and the rest of the crew at the Maine Wire to find out what the next chapter in the Book of Troy might be. Or if we can just wait for Troy to do something silly and write it ourselves. For your doctoral degree today, if you were paying attention, our daily quiz of things you know if you're paying attention to the show. During Informer Influence, we looked at today's Portland Press Herald headline concerning Senator Susan Collins. Again, this word was not in the headline.
Benign
tremor disclosed 3 months ago. Somehow it's on the front page of the Portland Press Herald today. Sus. How many paragraphs did it take the reporter to disclose challenger Troy Jackson is on his fifth pacemaker? Here were your choices.
A, 3, B, 5, or C, 8.
Like Hickman, swing for the fences on that one.
Whew.
The answer is
8.
C, 8.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.